Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Mura to talk about the legislative priorities for this upcoming school year. The Knoxville School Board recently offered up their legislative priorities. You narrowed it down to five. What are some of the legislative priorities that you guys are looking at this year?
You know, this actually had some great conversation behind it. One of the things, of course, that's important to all schools is that the legislators set our funding at an appropriate level. You know, what's keeping up with at least the cost of living. We aren't being greedy, but just basic cost of living. And make sure that they set it by the date in law. That timeliness is so important. If they set it 18 months ahead like they're supposed to, then when we set our budgets, we are making good informed decisions on that. So that's probably our top one, is to get the timeliness down for our funding so that we know what we'll be receiving. Another one was to repeal the sunset date of the statewide penny. It's currently set to sunset in 2029, and that is restricting us from doing any additional borrowing, you know, for projects, technology, transportation, equipment, our buildings. We still have some building projects that we really would like to get done for our students. And so if they repeal that sunset and even double it, make it go out for a few more years, that statewide penny is going to make a huge difference in our facilities plan. So that would be our second one. And then another one is going back and basically repealing the current election law for school board members. It used to be a three-year term, and we would literally have a third of our school board members, for the most part, that would be on the ballot every year. And a few years ago, they changed it so that it's a four-year term. We only host elections every other year, and every other election, at minimum, we are turning over the supermajority of a school board. And there's no business model that would intentionally turn over a majority of the board any given year. And that's what they've set us up to do. School districts are really struggling because you need some consistency and some historical perspective on a school board. So we really need to go back to three-year terms and an annual election so that we don't have a majority turnover that's intentional. Another one then is continued support of our early literacy funding and our early literacy program. So again, that, you know, third grade retention is hanging out there for the year 16-17, and wanting to make sure that we have all of the potential opportunities for students to become good readers, you know, at grade level readers by the end of third grade, making sure that we're offering what we need to get all students there, but then also to make sure that the state is supporting us and not just being punitive. So making sure that that early literacy piece is getting us where we want to go and not causing harm in the meantime. The last one that we did was just supporting educational reform. Again, in the last few years, the state's done a great job of having a reform plan, trying to get Iowa back at the top of, you know, the educational ladder, if you will. They've done some things with teacher leadership that I'm very excited about. Here in Knoxville, we've already been approved for that funding a year from now. That's one of the things, having the early literacy component of assessment, the FAST assessment and the TIER program for our youngest students, that's a statewide assessment and resource bank that's just been a huge improvement over what school districts had in the past. And then looking at a new assessment that truly does measure the Iowa core curriculum. And so a year from now, we're looking at smarter balanced assessment taking over from the Iowa assessments. It's going to be a huge transition. But I do believe we're going to have better measures of how we are performing and how well our students are doing, because we'll be measuring what the curriculum is that we really are teaching. So we really are encouraging, you know, the legislators to stay with that plan. Don't jump off that train yet. We're going the right direction. There's some great stuff in there. They need to continue to fund those things, and they need to continue to support them, because it does take a little bit of time to actually see the results. And that's what we're hoping for. So that's really what our legislative priorities will be as we send those on to the Iowa School Board Association, and hope we can get some cooperation in the House and the Senate next year to move some of those things forward.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Murr, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.